The topic which I'd like to speak about tonight is a topic that sounds very, very innocent. Very, very innocent. And that's the topic of blue tack on Shabbos. Now, blue tack on Shabbos sounds like blue tack sounds like a very innocuous, innocent little thing, a little piece of blue tack. But I was looking into it, and according to my cheshbon, this little innocent piece of blue tack potentially could be a violation of six malachos by using blue tack on Shabbos. So what are the six malachos that are potentially involved? So again, I'm sure everybody knows, blue tack in America, it's called fun tack, and it's sort of a gluey, plasticine-y type substance, and it's designed for repeated use, but we all know that sometimes you can end up with a piece of blue tack sticking it somewhere, and it could be there, ad bias agoyel. It could be there, bismashiach tzidkenu. And it could be up for a long time. So what are the issues, potential issues, with using blue tack? So let's start. Number one is toifer. One of the lametes malachas is toifer, which is sewing. And min ha-toirah, sewing is when you have two items, and you're connecting two items, which are going to be left there permanently. They would sew in the Mishkan. Really, when they made the wall hangings, they were mainly weaving in the Mishkan. But sometimes, if you had a Uriah Shenofal Bodarno, where you had some sort of a gnat or some moth or something that they made a hole in the Urias in the wall hangings, then they would use thread to sew it together. Min HaTorah, sewing is also, if you have Shtei Tefirais, where you put the needle through one side and then out the other side again, and it's to connect two things together. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Peirut Yud, Haloch Yud Aleph, and also the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Mem, Sif Yud Beis, says, Hamadabek in the Yorai, so Eiris, Bekoilon Shel Tzroim Vakayotzi Boy. If you'd stick together paper, or you'd stick together animal hides with glue, or anything like it. This is a toifer, this is a subcategory of sewing. Anytime you're sticking things together, this is a subcategory of sewing, and a person is chayev. This is a real toildah. A toildah is something where it's awesome in hatayra to do. So if a person is using blue tack, even though there's no stitching going on over here, but it's a type of glue, and you're connecting things, And therefore, the first malacha that we're dealing with over here, when a person uses blue tack, is very much toifer, this subcategory of toifer, gluing things together, which is comes under the malacha of toifer. The next one, the next malacha that a person could violate when using blue tack is machateich. Machateich, the Rambam says in Shabbos Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin, Hamachatech min ha'oyer k'dei la'asos kamiya chayev. If a person is cutting in a measured out way, because they want a certain shtickle, a certain size of, in that particular case, the Rambam's talking about, he wants a piece of leather a certain size so that he could write some sort of an amulet on it to make a kamiya. You're being machatech, you're cutting in a measured, exacting way. Whenever you do that, that's the malacha of machatech, of cutting. So to over here, our second malacha with this blue tack is you take this little shtickle blue tack, you remove this little piece, and depending on how economic you are, you take off very, very little bits, or maybe you're just a little bit, you're just happy to take off big bits, you take off some blue tack, you check how the size that you want it, you take it off, you cut it off. Now, over there, it could very, very easily be the second malacha in this case, which is machateich. A third problem is the malacha of memareach. Memareach is a toildah of memachik. Memachik is smoothing things. In the Mishkan, they had animal hides. And the animal hides, they'd removed the leather from the animal, but on the undersides of the animal hides, there was still all of, those, little bits of, it could be there was some hair follicles, or it could be that there was some meat that was there, and they would scrape the hide, and that's called memareach. And that's called memachik, to scrape it. And memareach is where you're smoothing things into a designated shape. And for a classic case of memareach, we know this is the reason that we don't use bars of soap on Shabbos, because you're getting the soap off the bar, then you're smoothing it. And over here, when you're taking this little piece of blue tack, often what a person does with their piece of blue tack is they roll it up a little bit between their fingers, and they could be to make it into a shape, or it could be, I knew a kid once that would make unbelievable artwork out of little shtickalich of blue tack. Unbelievable what you can do, you know, during class time. So a person, by rolling this and smoothing it into place, that's the third issa that would be shayach over here with blue tack, which is mamarech, rolling it into a ball or flattening it to smooth it out. I've seen a similar case in Arachas Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Kaf Hei. And there, the Arachas Shabbos speaks about playing with plasticine on Shabbos. And he says that you're not allowed to play with plasticine, and his lashon is, you're meshaveh es penei hachomer, you are trying to make it equal, on an equal sort of level. And you're making it smooth. That sometimes you have this little innocent piece of plasticine, right? So he says that it could be boina, building. Why is it building? Because if you take little pieces of something, can you put them together in an intelligent way? So that could be boina, that could be shayach over here if you're playing with plasticine. Or kosev. Kosev is writing, but it also means like sculpting and making artistic designs. That could also be a problem of kosev. So all of these things that the Arachas Shabbos over there in Perek Yud Zayin speaks about plasticine, who had in these things could very easily apply to our case as well, which is the case of the blue tack on Shabbos. Okay, so far what have we seen? We've seen teifes sewing, mechatech, cutting to a measured amount, memareach, which is rolling it into a ball, then additionally these issues of the plasticine, which will also apply to our little piece of blue tack over here, as the Arachas Shabbos says, which could be boina and kosev. And so far we've seen five malachas with this little seemingly innocuous piece of blue tack. One final malacha that a final set of malachas that's worth keeping in mind is boina and soisa, building and demolishing. Now what's the case over here? The Gemara says in Shabbos, daf kuf yud omid beis, that any time you're moisif on a binyan, any time you add to a already existing building, so then there's a chiyuv, because this is included in boina, this is including in building, and if you take something off, you take something away from an already existing building, then it's soiser, which is demolishing. Now, over here, if you're taking this piece of blue tack, and you're going to be sticking this piece of blue tack to the wall, then you know these pieces of blue tack, they can stay there mamish lo'ilam voeds, and so it could be that such a thing could also be a problem because of boina. And by taking it off the wall, it could be also a malacha of soiser. So therefore, in this tiny little piece of blue tack, we've seen issues of teifer, mechatech, memareach, boine, kosev, and soiser. So basically, this tiny little thing is like bad news on Shabbos, yeah? You know, mamish, so many multiple malachas that are involved. We'll just conclude by contrasting that to something else. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso says in Perek Tezvov, Ois Ayin Ches, in the new volume, he speaks about a Velcro on Shabbos. Now, Velcro is completely different. That even though all these malachas apply to blue tack, Velcro is actually okay. Velcro is made in such a way that it's unlike blue tack, which can and is often left there indefinitely. Velcro is made in such a way that that the whole mohus of it is that it's made to be connected and to be separated. So there's no problem of toifer, of sewing, when it comes to the Velcro. And of course, all these other malachas like machatech, mamareach, boina, kosev, soiser, all of these do not apply to Velcro, because the whole nature of it is that it's made to be removed. And for this reason, Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso says that if you have something which is made of Velcro, or in fact, if you have a zip, these things are made to be opened and closed, and therefore these are absolutely permitted on Shabbos, and you would be allowed to use Velcro on Shabbos. One final point I saw in a tshuva from Rav Yoshev. Somebody asked him if you have a raincoat, and it has a lining on the inside, and this is something which is very nogea this time of year, and you're going to be putting this lining inside your raincoat, you're attaching it with buttons, could be on the sleeves, and as well as that, you're attaching it with a zip that goes all the way around, and you're going to be leaving this now for 6 months, yeah, in England, maybe, you know, 10 months, yeah, you'll be leaving this now for such a long period of time, is this a problem? Maybe this is considered toifer. Maybe this is considered like sewing. Because even though zips are normally made to be opened and closed, nevertheless, over here, it could be that since you're doing it for such a long term over, is this a problem? So I have seen poskim that are matir this and say that this is okay because the nature of a zip and similarly the nature of Velcro is such that it's not really considered a toifer at all. And even if you are considering doing it long term, then these would be okay. So hayetz midvareinu is the blue tack is most definitely out, six potential melachos, whereas Velcro and zips, luminehem, would be permitted, l'kovod Shabbos Kodesh.